Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 156. Today's topic is this. Direct mail at this very moment in time is literally on fire. Literally on fire. Now, if you think about the nature of direct mail, it is one of those up and down tactics that can be seasonal. It can be depending on just the times in general. It's had really low response rates, better rates. But I've been saying for the last 6 months that direct mail in general has been improving as a tactic. But what I've been looking at recently is just analyzing the behaviors of people that are literally stuck at home with the only thing to do is to really work and be with your family. Not that it's a bad thing. But if they don't have a ton else to do, what are they going to do? If they're not going out, they're not going all around town, et cetera, et cetera. Those little things like going and getting the mail become so much more impactful that they're kind of like a micro moment, so to speak. And because people are so bored, they're literally going through and almost digesting everything that's in front of them. So if you now know that you have a lot more of their attention at this very moment in time, this is the perfect time for you to look at deploying a direct mail campaign. And I will tell you, some of the campaigns that I've seen as of late are a complete miss. The reason that they're a complete miss completely goes back to one thing. That is the languaging and the market sediment. So re-listen to the market sediment episode if you have not listened to that. If the message that you're sending is the same thing that you did last year, it's not going to fit at this very moment in time. Plain and simple, it's not going to fit. Do not send it. I don't care if you have 10,000 flyers that are left over from last year. Save them for next year. Your messaging has to be on point. So step one, before you listen to the rest of this, is make sure you listen to the market sediment episode and you get clear that your messaging has to be on point. Otherwise, you might as well just burn the direct mail before you send it. So when you've got your message down, and I'll tell you one message that I thought was spot on perfect. I have a couple of those My Pillows. You've probably seen some of those infomercials. The pillow that supposedly never like goes flat and you can adjust it, et cetera, et cetera. And because I've bought them, they send probably every other month essentially the same postcard, which is the right thing to do. You don't want to keep changing the message, and they stay up with their frequency. And I haven't purchased anything, but the messaging that came in yesterday was vastly different. The message said something to the extent of, it's a healthy pillow. You can sanitize it as much as you want. You can put it in the washer. You can put it in the dryer. What other pillows can you do that with? They completely pivoted their message, and they didn't call out the crisis or the coronavirus or anything like that, but they pivoted their message, which actually got me to take action because I've been thinking of buying another one. Now, that's just me, obviously, but if they know that people are going to be looking at their mail now more than ever, why would you not want to turn up the heat? So if you have a business that has, you've got something that you can offer that doesn't necessarily have to be a sale, but at least it's some kind of first step, I would encourage you to look at what type of direct mail you could do. Now, the beautiful thing is, in the past, I've always suggested lumpy mail. So sending out mail that has a tchotchke in it or a keychain or a pen or something, and it's not necessarily that you're giving away a keychain, but rather the piece of mail has a little bit of noise to it, and people are like, hey, what the heck is this? It sparks curiosity. But you can even get away with now doing some postcards with using a company like Postcard Mania. I'm a huge fan of literally just using regular envelopes and a one-page letter, for example. But if you nail the messaging and you give them some kind of next step, next action. But here's the key. Here's the biggest thing to all of this, after you nail the market sentiment and that offer piece, is you need to have some kind of risk reversal. You need to have some way that they have an out. So, example, in some states, landscapers are essential, non-essential. Varies state by state, county by county, it seems, which is beyond me. So let's say that I'll play out both scenarios. You're essential or you're not essential. If I was considered essential, my direct mail piece would probably look something like, let us take one of the hassles away from you during this crisis. Normally we do 10%. We're doing 20% off this year, and we're giving you your first month of free cuts or something like that. I'd give them an extra bonus, and I'd call out something that ties into the sentiment. The second one is, if you're deemed non-essential, what I would do is put out something, a similar message, but you'd have a section about, we want to do your spring cleanup, and if you put a deposit down, and if we can't get out there because you don't reopen, we'll actually refund it plus an extra 5%, or we'll refund it plus we'll give you a month of XYZ. People are very, very nervous to spend money right now, and it's not because they don't have it, because there's so much uncertainty. Should they go buy the car now, or should they buy the car later? Should they do their own landscaping or hire a company that they've been doing for the last 10 years? Like, people are very cautious to spend anything right now. But if you do a complete risk reversal, or if you find a way to do something now, which is kind of that whole downsell, the upsell episode that I did a few days ago, you're able to take whatever they spend now and then reinvest that, so to speak, into future products or services. So you might say, I know that you haven't done a spring cleanup with us, but if you do a spring cleanup for $400, we'll come and trim all your trees, pull all your weeds. We're going to save you that stress because you have enough right now. And we'll take $200 of that dollars, and we're going to apply it to cutting your lawn, which is essentially going to give you the first month free. Like, those kinds of things, the risk reversal, you got to show how you're stepping up and helping. You've got to show how you're doing that. So my message for you today is, what kind of direct mail can you execute quickly? Not in 3 months, but like in the next week or two. Get something out there. Get your message out there. Stay top of mind. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.